Deputy McLaughlin is next.
Thank you, Cathair Hiarlaigh. First question is, the EU Commission in their recent stats have rated Ireland as the most compliant member state in the EU in terms of fishery regulations. Would you agree with that? Is that correct?
I'm not aware of what you're referring to, deputies. Sorry.
So just to repeat again, the EU Commission are saying that Ireland is the most compliant member of the EU in terms of fishery regulations.
Saying in what, deputy? What are you quoting from?
In their recent stats. Are you not aware of that? No.
No, deputy. Sorry.
So you have no awareness that Ireland is the most compliant state. Yeah, that's on the record. That you, the SFPA, have no awareness that Ireland is the most compliant state in the EU in terms of fishery regulations. Is that what you're saying on the record?
I haven't seen the public.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. You are the SFPA. You know, is Ireland the most compliant in the EU? Surely you must know that.
Well, I'm not sure what metrics were used to measure that, deputy.
Okay.
And I mean, without knowing the metrics.
So the answer is you don't know.
The answer is
okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's on the record. Thanks. Now, the next question I have for you is CCTV. I've seen this with my own eyes in a factory in Killybegs. Is in one factory, I understand there's 10 CCTV cameras that are accessible to the SFPA officials at all times. So they can sit in their office in Killybegs and in real time monitor the weighing and the operations that are taking place within the factory. Is that correct?
Well, it's a condition of the...
No, that's not the... is that correct, yes or no?
I don't know what plant you're talking about, deputy. I don't know how many cameras are in that particular plant.
Okay.
What I do know is there's a condition in the permits for the processors in Killybegs that they must deploy CCTV to monitor the flow scales,
right,
and they must be left on for the duration of the permitting.
Okay, so you do have access through CCTV to a factory, at least one factory in Killybegs, for the purposes. You've said that in your opening statement anyway. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, unannounced inspections. Are you able to make unannounced inspections in any factory, relevant factory in Killybegs?
Yes, Deputy.
Okay, thanks. Now, can you just tell me, are you aware of anywhere else in the European Union where a fish processor has CCTV cameras in place monitored by the regulator and that is stored for around 30 days? Can you tell me any other EU member state that has that in place?
So just to be clear, Deputy, we need to back up a little bit here and we need
to answer that question first.
I'm going to answer for you, Deputy. Yeah. We need to go back to April 2021. When the Commission revoked the control plan that we had in place because of serious reservations about the misrecording of fish, particularly with bulk pelagic landings.
We're short on time. Could you answer the question,
Deputy,
please?
But I am answering it, Deputy, if you give me a chance.
Yeah.
So we came to look at a new control plan at the end of 2021. One of the conditions that the Commission attached to that, in light of their concerns, was in relation to how the permitting was to be done and what conditions were to be in it. It arose from...
But I didn't ask you that question with respect. I asked you, are you aware of any other EU member state fish processing factory that has that applied to them by the regulator? Is that the case anywhere else in Europe? If you don't know, that's fine. You can just say you don't know. Okay, I'm going to assume...
We don't know for sure, Deputy.
Okay.
I mean, we can't speak for control
authority. Just to recap, I understand that the European Commission say that Ireland is the most compliant state in all of the EU in terms of with regulations, number one. Number two, we have a level of oversight that is unprecedented anywhere else in the EU. You don't know, I'm going to state that I believe it to be the case, okay? So that's the level of oversight the industry faces. Yet we face this debacle then that you're in negotiations with the industry around the Pearside flow scale system. So you're in negotiations with them. These negotiations, these agreements break down. It goes to the High Court. I'm just going to quote from the High Court judgment. So I'm going to quote from it here now directly. Judge Gareth Simmons. He stated, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has acted ultra vires by continuing to withhold approval for the Pierside weighing facility at Killybegs Port by reference to the ownership concerns raised by the European Commission. There is no legal basis for these concerns, and the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has not sought to argue otherwise. That was 4th of June 2021. 4th of June, almost a year ago. Now, that was surely an instruction at that time for you to regularise the situation, for you to ensure the calibration and certification of said weighing system. Do you accept that your failure to do that has created the difficulties that we're in now?
So we haven't failed to do that, Deputy. That machine is certified.
But have you taken control of that system?
What does the judgment say again, Deputy, about taking control?
But when you say, have you taken control of the system? Have you done the natural thing?
No, Deputy, we don't weigh fish.
Okay.
The judgment
can I ask, prior to that judgment, did you convey any concerns that the problem was that this was not in the control of an independent body? Was that your concern prior to the High Court decision?
Deputy, I think you might be confusing two different issues here on my understanding of it,
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't...
Well, I'll put the question again, right? Did you articulate, prior to this matter going before the High Court, unfortunately going before the High Court, did you articulate that your difficulties were that it was in the control of the industry? That was what your concerns were before it went to the High Court. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it went to the High Court, Deputy. There was a judgment that said there was no reason for us not to certify the machine. The machine was examined and is certified and can be used for weighing fish.
So
for the 95%.
Now, in your opening statement, you allude to your, and you say it openly, your frustrations about the length of time it took to address. And it's just peculiar that the European Commission, would you agree it's a bit peculiar, that the European Commission had not articulated any issue with an industry-owned system, but all of a sudden, it had. Is that peculiar to you, that it had just done after the High Court decision? That all of a sudden, that your dialogue with the European Commission, the correspondence from the Minister, Charlie McConlogue, to the Commission, assures them on that it isn't industry-owned, but they hadn't raised any concerns prior to this High Court case. You know, is that peculiar to you? Now, where did this come from? Nowhere in the European Union. Nowhere in the European Union does the requirement for a weighing system to be, you know, it doesn't. This requirement that you negotiated with the European Union doesn't exist in any other member state. Is that not peculiar that it would apply? That the concerns of the European Commission all of a sudden aligned themselves to your concerns? Not peculiar, no.
So you're referring to June 2021 decision of the court.
So I'll summarise it. So in my understanding is your concerns are, your objection is that this weighing system is owned by the industry. It goes to court. The judge makes a clear decision that you're acting ultra vires in the way that you're dealing with this. And then all of a sudden, the European Commission all of a sudden starts to share your concerns. And you do not at any time avail, like it's been said publicly in all sorts of fora, that the industry wants this to be taken away from their control, that they are happy for this not to be in their control. Absolutely no problem for it to be controlled independently. I think that's what we all would want. So why was that not implemented? Why was that not addressed? Why was another barrier to resolving the problems of Killybegs? You know, in that interesting period of months, why was that not implemented? So the High Court, it's a damning decision by the judge against the SFPA, acting ultra vires, that's a very serious matter, and you don't then seek to regularise it, take control of the weighing system, clearly demonstrate to all concerned parties this is an independent weighing system, there's nothing to see here. We have CCTV cameras in all these factories. We are the best regulators in all of Europe. We're actually really good at in Ireland, unprecedented in the industry throughout Europe. That's the level of oversight we've obtained. And all we're going to do now is make sure that this weighing system is outside the control of the industry. Why did you not resolve all those issues rather than all of a sudden more barriers appear? Just if you could answer that.
So I guess there's a few things in what you said there, Deputy. I mean, one of them is you're saying that the industry want to transfer ownership of the Pureside weighing device. That's certainly not the last way that that we left it with the industry. As I said at the meeting on the 21st of February, the owners of the machine said they weren't prepared to enter into a lease arrangement on it. We haven't heard anything different in the meantime. In relation to the High Court case, it was, and you read out the judgment, Deputy, it wasn't the court's view that the SFPA or any other state body should take ownership of the Pureside weighing device. It was indeed, as you say, that we were acting ultra vires by not permitting the Pureside weighing device. It was subsequently permitted, and we were in full compliance with the judgment of the court.
I have here a copy of correspondence that has been sent to you on the 5th of May, Mr. Hayes, from the SFPA Consultative Committee. As you know, that they are in place on the legislation that you are under. And they have grave concerns about how this has all been handled, about the lack of consultation with them, as you'll be aware. But they clearly state in this, they're clearly asking you, if the ownership of the flow scales in the pier in Killybegs is transferred to non-industry owned and non-industry operated systems, can the SFPA concern whether this meets the requirement of the interim control plan as stated above? See, you mean, this is it in writing, that it's clear that the industry want, like, I have to say, in all my talks with the industry, in all my discussions, as is my responsibility as a TD for Donegal, but also I'm the Sinn Féin spokesperson of fisheries, it's been made clear to me that they don't want to have possession, ownership of this weighing system, that they want it to be, that what they want is a solution. I mean, I put this to you, Mr. Hayes and Mr. O'Mahony. I mean, what industry in this country would allow round-the-clock CCTV monitoring of their workers and their operation by a regulator? They are agreeing to that. They have accepted that. That's the level of oversight they have accepted. So you're not talking about an industry that's resisting cooperation at this point. So you have an industry that allows that level of oversight. It's unprecedented in the European Union. And an industry is saying, take possession of this weighing system at the pier. Take it away from us. We don't need it to be industry owned. Will that now finally, for God's sake, address the whatever concerns are out there about oversight? I have to say, I have no tolerance for illegal fishing. I have no tolerance for an unsustainable approach to our fisheries. I think it's a precious resource. I think you do a really, really important job. But the damn thing is, I think you do it well, according to the European Union. You know, the compliance level in Ireland, I think, is 98%, as I understand it. So we're not a rogue state. We're not the Wild West in Ireland. We're actually hugely compliant with regulations. You do your job really, really well. So what I'm trying to get to is, can we come to a point that we solve this issue in Killybegs, address the concerns of the European Commission in a sensible way? The level of oversight, you guys, is incredible that you've obtained in Killybegs. That's fair enough. They accept that. That's what was needed, apparently, to deal with the concerns that were there about practices that may have taken place in the past, illegal practices. But today, in the year 2022, the level of oversight you have is incredible in Killybegs. That's what you've obtained. Why can you not take possession or find some way of those scales get into independent possession that addresses the concerns of everybody? Could you just get to the crux of that issue?
So, Deputy, as I said earlier, there was initiatives in relation to a lease proposal on the 11th of February of this year. It was followed up with at a meeting on the 21st of February, an absolute certain position that the owners of the scales weren't prepared to transfer them, and that the people that had been suggesting that they be leased or transferred didn't have the authority to do that. In relation to the Consultative Committee, Deputy, I'd ask our Director of Transformation to address you on that one.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Deputy McLaughlin, I have responsibility for the relationship with the Consultative Committee. And that's a relationship, it's one that we recognise the value of. It is really important in terms of ensuring that consumers across the world can have confidence in the provenance of Irish fish. It is important from the point of view that while there will always be a friction between industry, the industry that's regulated and the regulator, we do need to work together to find solutions that benefit everyone, that benefit Ireland Inc. and that benefit coastal communities all around the country. You spoke there about transfer of ownership. In this and following up from that February meeting, at a subsequent meeting with the consultative committee, we invited them to put a proposal forward in relation to ownership. We are still waiting for that proposal.
Okay. But fair enough, yeah, I'll happily give way. Thanks. Okay.